We're very glad to have Pastor Gooden here to preach God's word.
那么，贵的牧师今天给我们传达的信息题目叫“十字架的余主”。我们下面就把时间交给贵的牧师。
His sermon title is The Foolishness of the Cross. So, Pastor Gooden.
Hello.
好，下午好。Good to see you again.
很高兴再见到大家。
It's always good to be back here.
我总是高兴能回到这里。
Better off. We can use that. Can we use that?
你用这个。
That's okay.
How's that? Much better. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth
愿我口中的言语,
and the meditations of our heart
我心中的思念,
be acceptable in your sight,
在你眼中蒙悦了,
O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
哦,我的主,
Amen.
Amen.
The foolishness of the cross is my sermon title.
我今天的这道的题目就是十字架的余着。
From 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
来自于哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians means that it was Paul's first letter to the church in the city of Corinth.
哥林多前书是保罗对在哥林多教会的第一封书信。
So a little context is in order.
我们来看一下当时的背景。
The Apostle Paul, who wrote the words we'll look at today, had established a church in Corinth, which was one of the most important cities of Greece.
保罗就是这封书信，哥林多前书的作者。
Several trade routes met at Corinth because of its strategic location. And as a result, Corinth had a very diverse population.
因着哥林多它所处的地理位置优越，所以有几个贸易的路线都在哥林多这座城交汇。 因此，他们的人口也非常的多样化。
It was a Greek city,
这是一个希腊的城市。
controlled by the Roman Empire.
却是由罗马帝国来统治。
And it also attracted plenty of Jews, Latins, Syrians, Asians, and Egyptians.
也吸引了很多的犹太人、拉丁人。 然后亚洲人、埃及人，我不知道我有没有miss掉哪一个。
So Corinth was full of important, cosmopolitan, prosperous, and intellectual people.
所以哥林多这个地方汇聚了很多重要的国际化的，就是很富裕的知识分子群。
Most of whom were unfamiliar with the message of Jesus Christ.
他们当中大多数人都不熟悉基督耶稣的信息。
So for Paul, Corinth was the perfect place to preach the gospel.
对保罗来说，那哥林多就是一个理想的传福音的地方。
And Paul knew that if he succeeded in Corinth, the message of Jesus would spread far beyond the city's limits.
保罗知道，如果他能在哥林多成功的话，那么耶稣基督的福音就会远远的传出哥林多的边界。So
Paul planted a church there, but not too long after he planted it, it began to experience conflict.
所以保罗建立在哥林多建立了教会，没不多久之后，教会就出现了纷争。
And the conflict may have been because it was so diverse.
这个纷争的原因也许是因为他们非常的多样化。
So Paul writes a letter to the Corinthian church from the city of Ephesus.
保罗就从以弗所这个城市来写一封信给哥林多教会。
And Ephesus is just across the Aegean Sea, where Paul is.
以弗所和那个哥林多当时就是隔着爱琴海。
And Paul writes the message to remind them what is most important about his message of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗写这封书信呢，就是要提醒他们他的信息当中最重要的部分。
So we just read this verse, but I want to read it again, verse 17.
我们刚读了这些经文，但是我想再读一遍，我们从第17节。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
第17节，基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不是用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落个空。
Paul is not saying that he'd never baptized anyone there.
保罗并不是说他在那里没有给人施洗。
The verses just before that make it clear that he had.
在前面的经文很清楚地表明他在那里有给人施过洗。
Instead, what he's saying is that the act of baptizing was not his primary reason for coming to Corinth.
他想所说的是给人施洗，并不是他来到哥林多的最主要的目的。
So what was his primary reason?
那他主要的目的是什么呢?
To preach the gospel.
来，他的主要目的是来传福音。
The good news of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的好消息。
That makes sense, doesn't it?
这是很合理的，是不是?
But then he says something that doesn't seem to make sense.
然后他说了一些话，是不是不太合理？
He says he was sent to preach the gospel, but not with wisdom and eloquence.
他说他被差遣来传福音，并不是用智慧的言语。
Why would he say that?
他为什么这样说呢？
Did he not want to preach effectively?
难道他不想有效地来传讲吗？
Don't we preachers want to preach with wisdom and eloquence?
难道我们这些做传道人的，我们不想来传讲的，用智慧和口才来传讲吗？
I think Paul did want to preach with wisdom.
我想保罗他确实想用智慧来传讲。
But his point was that he didn't want his hearers to focus on his preaching style.
他在这里想强调的是，他不想让他的听众关注他的讲道的风格。
He wanted them to focus on his message.
他想让他们关注的是他信息的本身。
And his message was what?
那他的信息是什么呢？
The cross of Jesus Christ.
就是基督耶稣的十字架。
Paul knew that the cross of Jesus was the real power of his preaching.
保罗知道，十字架才是真正的能力所在。
Not how clever or how wise he sounded.
而不是他听起来有多么聪明或者多么有智慧。
So then he goes on to write verse 18.
然后他继续在18节中写道。
Which is the most important part of our passage this morning.
这就是我们今天这段经文中最重要的一部分。
That's why it's our memory verse.
这就是为什么这成为我们今天的背诵的金句。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Foolishness to some, powerful to others. How can that be?
对一些人来讲是愚拙，对另外一些人却是神的大能，这怎么可能呢？
The Greek word that's translated foolishness is moraia.
就是在希腊文中翻译成愚拙这个词的原文是moraia。
It's the word from which we get the English word moron.
我们英文中的moron这个词的词根也就是从这个字来的，中文词那个moron的意思就是傻瓜。
Moron means idiot, dummy.
Moron的意思就是说傻子傻瓜。
To put it bluntly,
直白的来说,
Paul is saying that to the unsaved world, Those who preach the message of the cross look like idiots.
那白的说法，我是在说，对那些为得救的世人来讲，传讲十字架信息的人，在他们眼中看来就像傻子。Now
we know from the book of Acts that Paul and the early Christians were indeed ridiculed for their beliefs.
我们从使徒行传中也得知，保罗和早期的信徒，他们确实被世人所嘲笑。Their
beliefs seemed totally irrational and foolish.
他们的信仰看起来是完全的不合理，甚至是愚拙的。To
the culture of that day.
在当时的文化里来看。In
fact, later on in his letter, in chapter 4, Paul says this.
事实上，在第四章后来的保罗也说到。It
seems to me that God has put us apostles on display like those condemned to die in the arena.
这是在第四章的第九节。我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯。We
have been made a spectacle to the whole universe. We are fools for Christ.
因为我们成了一台戏，被世人和天使观看。我们为基督的缘故，成是愚拙的。
Now, if I were in Paul's shoes and I was looking to recruit converts, I think I would have used a different strategy.
我如果是保罗的话，我的目的是想去，就是赢得别人来信仰我们同样的信仰，那么我可能会采用一个不同的策略。
Becoming a fool for Christ does not sound like a great recruiting strategy.
为基督做傻事听起来好像不是一个很好的策略。
I think I might have used a term that had a little more respect, a little more dignity.
我可能会想用一个词汇，可能更有尊严或者更有自尊。So
what in the world was Paul thinking?
那么保罗在这里究竟怎么在想呢？
For starters, we need to remember that the meaning of the cross for Paul was very different than what it is for us in our culture today.
首先，我们必须记住，在保罗心目中的十字架和我们现今世界历史架的看认识是完全一样的。
There's a fashion magazine called Elle, which recently published a piece entitled How Cross Jewelry Became a Fashion Statement.
有一本时尚的杂志，它这个杂志的名字叫《L》，它最近发表了一篇文章，这篇文章的题目是《十字架的饰品如何成为时尚的宣言》。
The article features someone named Lily Sisto, who apparently is a fashion influencer.
文章中提到一个这个人的名字，他叫 Lily Sisto，他是一个对时尚非常有影响力的人物。
And Lily Sisto said this:
然后 Lily Sisto 他说，
The cross can be a fashion statement. You don't need to be religious to wear one.
他说十字架可以是一个时尚的宣言，你并不需要有任何信仰，你也可以佩戴它。
The cross as a fashion statement.
十字架就是成为了一个时尚的宣言。
That's what many in our culture today think.
这就是我们当今的文化，很多人就是这样看待十字架。
But that's not what Paul thought 2,000 years ago.
可是这却不是保罗在2000年前对十字架的认识。
The cross was definitely not a fashion statement.
十字架绝对不是一种时尚的宣言。
What was it then?
那么十字架究竟代表什么？
It was the Roman Empire's preferred means of capital punishment.
它是罗马帝国首选的死刑方式。
It was cruel, it was gruesome, and it was highly effective.
它残酷、血腥，而且非常的有效。
In crucifixion, the condemned person would be nailed or tied to a cross.
在钉十字架的时候，罪犯他或者是被钉，或者会绑在十字架上。
with arms fixed either to the side or straight above.
他的手臂或者是平这样平常的伸展，或者是直接垂直向上。
The victims would die in anywhere from a matter of minutes to a matter of days.
受刑者有可能在几分钟或者几天内死亡。
And that depended on how much they had been beaten beforehand.
这就取决于他们在这之前被鞭打多厉害。
So death on a cross was humiliating.
十字架的死亡真的是一种羞辱。
So the Apostle Paul is saying that to all those who are not open to the gospel,
所以保罗这里是在说，对那些不愿意接受福音的人，
a message of hope and power and salvation that includes a cross doesn't make any sense at all.
一个包括十字架的希望、能力和救恩的信息根本就说不通。
In fact, it conveys just the opposite.
事实上，它传达的正好正是相反的信息。
Hopelessness, weakness, and death.
它传达的是绝望、软弱和死亡。
The message of the cross was foolishness.
简而言之，这个十字架的这个信息就是愚拙。
So we need to understand this afternoon just how radical Paul's message was, that the cross was somehow good news.
因此我们今天必须理解，当保罗他说他所传讲的十字架是好消息的时候，在当时来看是多么的奇迹。
Paul knew that he needed to strengthen his case.
保罗知道他需要来加强他自己的论点。
So he borrows the words of the prophet Isaiah in verse 19 to remind them that this confusing kind of message from God really isn't anything new.
于是他在第十九节里面就引用了先知以赛亚的话来提醒哥林多人，这种令人困惑的神的信息其实并不新鲜。
Even before the Messiah,
甚至在以赛亚之前,
the old prophets challenged God's people with a radical, counter-cultural message of obedience that went far beyond engaging just one's mind.
其实在古代的先知就用极尽的反文化的信息来挑战神的旨意，要求他们顺服，不仅仅只是头脑里的理解。
And Jesus himself said that the greatest commandment wasn't just to trust God with your mind, but also with your heart, your soul, and your strength.
主耶稣自己也说到，你们最大的诫命就是不仅是爱神，用你的头脑来爱神，也要用你的心、用你的力量、用你的灵魂。
Then in verse 20, Paul strengthens his case.
然后在第二十节。 然后保罗继续的来加强他的论点。
He says, where is the wise person?
他说智慧人在哪里？
Where is the teacher of the law?
文士在哪里？
Where is the philosopher of this age?
那世上的辩士在哪里？
Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
神岂不是叫这世上的愚拙，世上的智慧变成了愚拙吗？
All of their wisdom.
所有他们的智慧。
Paul calls out the intellectual heavyweights of his day and puts them in their place.
保罗点当时的知识精英，然后用比喻的方式把他们都归位。
Wise elders, legal scholars, philosophers.
智慧的长者，律法的学者，哲学家们。
It would be like calling Einstein, Da Vinci, and Shakespeare fools.
他的意思就像是说， 爱因斯坦、达芬奇和莎士比亚，他们都是傻子。
So what's Paul getting at here?
那么保罗在这里究竟想表达什么？
He's saying that human wisdom by itself is useless when it comes to our salvation.
他是在说，单靠人的智慧，在救恩面前毫无用处。
God wants more than just our mind.
神不仅仅只要我们的头脑。
He wants all of us.
他要我们的全人。
Mind, heart, body, and soul.
他要我们的心思，他要我们的情感，他要我们的身体，他要我们的灵魂。
And Paul is saying that in the world's eyes, the message of God's salvation coming through An implement of torture looks like foolishness.
保罗是在说，在世人的眼中，神的救恩竟然通过一个酷刑工具来实现，这看起来完全是愚蠢。And
then Paul gets even more specific.
然后保罗更具体的来指出。He
starts naming names.
他就开始点。Verse
22.
在第22节。
Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Paul had been a pious Jew before his conversion. So he knew that the law considered anyone who died on the cross to be cursed. And he knew that the Pharisees had demanded signs from Jesus to prove that he was the Messiah.
他也知道法利赛人曾经要求耶稣基督来行神迹，来证明他就是弥赛亚。
He also knew that the Greeks valued wisdom above everything else.
他同样知道希腊人把智慧视为至高无上的价值。
And their philosophers were famous for their intellectual insights. So by naming both Jews and Gentiles, Paul is making an umbrella statement. The message of the cross seems foolish to everyone.
他是在讲十字架的信息，对所有的人来说，似乎都是一种。Because
it contradicts conventional wisdom and turns the definition of power and success upside down.
因为他违背了传统的社会观念，颠覆了人们对成功和能力的定义。So
to anyone who would say to Paul, aren't all religions just the same?
如果有人对保罗说，
Paul would say, no, not a chance.
保罗会说,
the cross turns everything upside down. Both in Paul's day and in our day.
在保罗的时代,
Author Fleming Rutledge puts it this way.
有一名作家，他叫Fleming Rutledge，他这样说。
She wrote this.
他这样写道,
Christianity is unique.
基督教是独一无二的,
the world's religions have certain traits in common.
世界上的宗教有一些共同的特点,
until the gospel of Jesus Christ burst upon the Mediterranean world.
但直到耶稣基督的福音在地中海地区爆发之前,
no one in the history of human imagination had conceived of such a thing as the worship of a crucified man. The last word from Paul for us today is the summary of his argument.
Verse 25.
For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. In a nutshell, Paul is saying this. He's saying, I know how this looks to you. I know this is unconventional. But trust me. Better yet, trust God. Being a fool in God's eyes is far wiser than any human strength.
在神眼中做傻子，远比人类的智慧更有智慧。
And being weak in God's eyes is far stronger than any human strength.
在神眼中显得软弱，远比人类的强壮更有力量。
Now, ever since Paul wrote these words, followers of Jesus have tried to make sense of these contradictions.
自从保罗写下这些话以来，耶稣基督的跟随者都在努力理解这些看起来好像矛盾的话语。
And they tried to answer this question.
他们试图要回答以下一个问题。
Why should I take the risk of looking like a fool by embracing the foolishness of the cross?
为什么我要冒险看起来像傻子的风险去接受十字架的？
Perhaps no one in recent memory has answered that question better than a man named Jim Elliot.
或许在近代没有人比这个叫 Jim Elliot 的这个人更简洁而有力地回答了这个问题。
Jim Elliot was an American missionary in the 1950s who was called to evangelize a remote tribal people of Ecuador.
Jim Elliot 这个人，他是20世纪50年代的一个美国传教士，他被呼召到 Ecuador 一个很遥远的部落去传福音。
This tribe was known to be extremely distrustful of outsiders.
这个部落的人因着他们对外人极度的不信外人闻名。
And not afraid to use force to defend themselves.
他们也不惧怕用武力来自卫。
It was a very risky and a very dangerous calling.
这是一个非常冒险也非常危险的呼召。
And after 4 years of faithful effort,
经过4年很忠心的努力
，Jim Elliot and 4 other missionaries were tragically martyred.
这个 Jim Elliot 这个人还有4位其他的传教士，他们就不幸的殉道。
Killed by the people they were trying to evangelize.
就被那些他们向他们传福音的人杀害。
But after their deaths, their cause was taken up successfully by others, including Jim Elliot's own young wife.
在他们去世之后，他们的使命被后来的人继续下去。这其中也包括了他自己年轻的太太。
After his death, a line from Jim Elliot's journal came to light.
在 Jim Elliot 的死后，他的日记中有被人发现。
And that,
其中有一句，特别有一句。
That line has lived on to this day, and it puts the Apostle Paul's words in proper perspective.
特别这一句流传至今，他给保罗的这一段经文做了很好的注解。
Jim Elliot wrote this.
Jim Elliot 他这样写道。
He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose.
那位把自己无法保留的东西交出去，以换取永远无法失去的东西的人，他绝不是傻子。
I'll say it again.
我再说一遍。
He is no fool who gives away what he cannot keep.
那一位把自己无法保留的东西交出去。
To gain what he cannot lose.
来换取他永远无法失去的东西。
Amen.
这样的人绝不是傻子。
So this afternoon.
所以今天下午。
We are left with some important and some challenging questions.
我们留下一些重要而具有挑战性的问题。
How do we make sense of the foolishness of the cross in our lives?
我们如何在自己的生命中理解十字架？
How are we called to the risky business of being fools for Jesus Christ?
我们如何回应那份为基督做傻子的冒险的呼召？
I don't know what God is calling you to do.
我不知道神正在呼召你做什么。
But I would encourage you to consider how the foolishness of the cross impacts your life.
但我鼓励你思考十字架的女子如何影响你自己的生命。
Because Jesus didn't die for himself, he died for us.
因为耶稣基督他不是为自己死的，他是为我们死的。
To make a difference in our lives and in our world.
他
So I invite you to reconsider how you define success and greatness. I invite you to look for ways where God might be at work in ways that may not make sense in the eyes of the world. I invite you to consider how God might take your skills, your experience, your expertise, and use it for God's glory. But the amazing thing is this. God can also take what the world considers to be our weakness. Our brokenness. Our failure. And God can use it to encounter and to share the saving message of the cross. I don't know what that looks like for you. Maybe it means finally inviting your neighbor or your co-worker or your family member to come to church with you. Maybe it means having a conversation with your pastor or with Elder George to discuss how you might use your gifts in a new way to serve the church. Maybe it's committing to work with students, or to start a prayer group, or to work with retired people. Maybe it's asking someone to be a spiritual friend of yours. Someone who commits to not just talking about work or school or family or sports, but about your faith.
是这样跟属灵的同伴，你们不只是谈运动啊、工作呀、家庭啊等等，你们也谈信仰。
And about where you encounter the cross of Jesus in your life.
而且谈你是怎么在你的生命中遇见他耶稣基督的事。
So I invite you today to ask yourself.
所以我邀请你今天来问你自己。
How you would like to recommit to being open to how the gospel might move in a new way in your life.
你愿意如何重新委身，让福音、耶稣基督的福音，就是这宇宙的信息，在你生命中怎样以新的方式来动？
Because if we take the Apostle Paul and his word,
如果我们真的相信使徒保罗的话,
the message of the cross may look foolish to the world.
十字架的信息在世人的眼中确实会看的是愚拙的。
But with eyes of faith, it's nothing short of the power to transform a life.
但在信心的眼中，它无疑是神改变生命的大。Maybe
even our own.
甚至是改变我们自己的生命。So
go ahead.
所以呢，请你大胆的去。Take
the risk.
去冒这个险。Ask
God how you can look foolish.
你该求问神，你怎么可以为基督的缘故成为傻子？
Foolish in the world's eyes, but faithful in God's eyes.
在世人的眼中是愚拙的，可是在神的眼中却是忠心的。
Amen.
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 We thank God for Pastor Gu to bring us such beautiful message.
在我们每位在座的兄弟姐妹，我们真的只能愿意成为一个傻子来传福音。So
I hope all of us we are willing to be fooled to preach the gospel.
可能有时候我们传福音的时候，要么说我们是傻子，要么有时候说我们是你疯了。
Yes, when we preach the gospel, people either think, we are fool, or we are mad.
Crazy, 真的是这样。他说我们真的 crazy 了。其实真的，这也正是圣灵在因为心目中做工表现。